Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive Late today from 4 p.m. alongside Darren. Oh, my foot's a bit bare. I can wear a trainer. No one really cares. Pathetic. Move on. Anyway, we begin with, of course, the Europa Conference League action where David Moyes' West Ham beat AZ Alkmaar. Here's the reaction on TalkSport.
A brilliant night of European football here at the London Stadium, and the result that nearly everybody here wanted, as West Ham beat AZ by 2-1. That European final is getting ever closer.
I hugely believe we've got a big resilience here. I think we have it through the club. I think we have it through the team. And we'll need it. We've needed it, you know, the games we have in the Premier League. But, you know, we're just off a big win against Manchester United, and tonight we've won 2-1 in a semi-final of a first leg. You'd have to say, that's okay. When it's cup competition, no, it doesn't really matter how you do it, really. The job is to get it done. We've not got it done yet, far from it. We've got a big job to do next week.
West Ham United, as it stands, are on their way to a European final. The wait for a first trophy in 43 years could soon be coming to an end. Lots of work still to do.
And here's the take of that said game from the Hammers legend, Alvin Martin.
This club has always had a reputation for playing football. When I was captain here many moons ago, I used to say to any new player that come in, yeah, it's got a reputation for playing football, but more than anything, they want to see endeavour. They want to see hard work. They want to see, want to give everything to play for the club. And I think they showed that. In a very difficult game, you've got to give credit to the opposition. I think their character saw them through here. And I think they could have maybe had more goals, really, in the end.
Rice clipping it back in, and he's cleared off the line and put it in! And West Ham United have the lead! Miguel Antonio from close range, and the London Stadium erupts in rapture!
Here's Candy and O'Hara on the Sports Bar.
I thought West Ham were flat. I thought they were off the pace.
I thought they were terrible.
They were terrible first 64. You're absolutely right.
Terrible.
Sitting off. I mean, I don't think AZ Alkmaar are that great, to be honest.
They're terrible.
I don't think they're great. Goals change games. AZ Alkmaar were coasting.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't really... I don't think they could believe how easy it was. Flat. There was a lack of energy. And then the goal changed everything. The penalty. They got a little bit of luck with the penalty.
Heading back down across the base and goal. And one of the West Ham players got there ahead. Given it's going to be a penalty.
Goalkeeper comes out and decides to punch Bowman in the face, which is never a good idea in the box.
Nope.
And rightly given, and they dispatched it. And after that, there's only one side, isn't it? And the atmosphere and the mood completely changed. I mean, they could have gone on, they could have got another goal.
The trouble with you, Guy, Spurdy and Chelsea, you never stick up for West Ham, boys.
Oh, I do.
Chris, I do.
He gets pictures with all the West Ham fans.
I've got to say it, because you always put West Ham down.
Well, it was easy when you're bottom of the table.
Spurdy and Chelsea, you ain't done nothing this season.
It's easy, right? Chris. When you're at the bottom of the table, stinking the joint out every single week.
If you Spurs or Chelsea 1-2-1, you'd have been really happy.
As a number two goalkeeper, you've got to play some matches, haven't you? And it's normally the cup competitions, right? Early rounds, group stages.
Yeah, fine.
No problem at all.
That's but when you semi-final.
I agree, mate.
And he's whacked it in past Ariolo, maybe saw it late. Dive down to his right hand. inside and could only help it in.
He should be saving that. It was quite comfortable. So he gets there. It's not like he doesn't get there. It's the bounce that's done him. And yeah. I'll be surprised if Fabianski doesn't start.
You're going to win a trophy for the first time in, what, 50 years? A major tournament. Are you going to get rid of the manager after it?
It don't matter.
How does that make sense?
Well, we've had six, seven months of absolute rubbish. We're better than just staying in the Premier League, let's be honest. Don't get me wrong, I ain't saying we can win it, but we're better than just staying in the Premier League.
But you're entitled to have a bad season if you've won a trophy at the end of it.
It's still not good enough. Don't get me wrong, obviously the trophy's great, but the football hasn't been good enough for 6, 7 months.
We lower ourselves to teams that are not good. We played against United on Sunday and we were fantastic. Sometimes Moyes just don't make the changes early enough, but he leaves it and leaves it and leaves it.
He was a little bit upset, wasn't he, in the green room?
Not happy at all with the lucky Mrs. C.
What happened?
Not happy at all. So I made dinner for myself yesterday, right? Nice salad, a little bit of coleslaw on the side, and I cooked two bits of chicken, lovely bits of juicy chicken, right? Yeah. And I left it in the fridge. I said to my wife, oh, I've left my... So I said, I'll take it tomorrow, right? Yeah. So I brought it in today. Nice dinner, looking forward to this chicken.
Yeah.
Opened it up.
He was fuming.
No chicken. All the chicken's gone.
So you've just got salad in there.
All I had was rocket, lettuce, tomato and peppers. And a bit of coleslaw. Right? Anyway, I phoned her. So I said, what's happened to the chicken? She said Leo had it. She blamed him.
Your son.
I don't think Leo had it. I think she ate it.
So she blamed
your son. She blamed an 8-year-old. She threw Leo under the bus, poor thing. No remorse. I mean, I can't believe she... What did she think was going to happen? I mean, I cooked it. Looking forward to it, Jay.
He was actually fuming.
It was a terrible dinner. Who has salad just that? You need a little bit of protein or something.
You've got to have something, yeah.
Oh, mate. It's like I was a rabbit.
You put the phone down on her.
Yeah, I wasn't happy. Not happy at all. Poor little Leo. He hasn't got a clue what's going on. Oh, Leo had it. Who gave it to him?
Now, Leeds head coach Sam Allardyce has been speaking ahead of their Premier League clash with Newcastle on Saturday lunchtime. It's live and exclusive on TalkSport, don't you know. Big Sam, of course, used to manage the Magpies. He was asked how far he feels he could have taken the team had he been given more of a chance.
Always some speculation that's not worth talking about anymore. Like, I mean, you had a big enough headline off me last week, you're not going to get any more. So all those who criticised me about that light sounded a bit thick, didn't they? When all I was doing was diversifying off the players onto myself.
There's nobody ahead of me in football terms. Not Pep, not Klopp, not Arteta.
Which was a great tactic that I picked up off Alex Ferguson, you know. So there was no pressure on the players because I took it all, took all the stick and all the... Ooh, look at him, listen to him. But there we go. There's none of that this week. It's purely and simply focusing on Newcastle and trying to get the 3 points that we desperately need. But I have said to the players, and I'll say it now, when we come off the field on Saturday, we can't afford to lose. We must get something. 2007 is a long time ago. Was I disappointed? Yes. What did it do to my career? Massive knockback. But as always, I always recover and move on. So it was an opportunity that in the end I couldn't avoid a change of ownership that was unexpected. I have no criticism of Mike. It's his club. He wanted to do what he wanted to do with it at that particular time. It was a blow to my career at that particular time because I wanted to take Newcastle as far as I possibly could, like it's doing now. That was the ambition of me and Freddie Shepherd at the time, but I want to be.
Now, ahead of Saturday afternoon's live and exclusive commentary of Spurs against Aston Villa, their head coach, Villa's, Unai Emery, has addressed the media. The Spaniard said he's relishing the challenge of a 6-straight home win against Spurs.
Good afternoon. Really, we are very excited. We are looking forward to play a match. We are deserving this opportunity because the last 5 matches at home, we won. And of course, those 15 points help us to be here with the possibility on Saturday to play with our supporters at home, being 3 points behind Tottenham and playing against a really very, very great team. And I think everybody want to enjoy this moment, want to play this match and want to be together in 90 minutes in Villa Park on Saturday and trying to have a very, very good day playing a match.
Now, Erling Haaland's dad was kicked out of a hospitality box during City's game against Real Madrid The journalist who filmed Haaland, Iñaki Angulo, confirmed he saw Alfie Inge Haaland throwing peanuts at Madrid fans. I suppose he thought it was sorted. Play the tape.
He didn't behave like a man of his experience, he said, and he lost control a little bit during the game. The version he gave when he said that everything erupted after Kevin De Bruyne's brilliant goal is not true. He was out of his mind during the first half, and he was throwing peanuts, and he was very brave against the fans of Real Madrid, throwing at Real Madrid fans, and yeah, I mean, it was a little bit disgusting.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And following Peanut Gate, here's TalkSport breakfast host Alan Brazil recalling the time he was escorted out of his box at Leeds against Arsenal, probably because he was out of his face.
Peanuts! Peanuts!
By the way, that's happened to me. Did I ever tell you? It happened to Leeds against Arsenal.
Seriously?
What? So it was a cup. It was a cup game. This is a true story. 6,000 Leeds fans came down, right? And I wasn't working, so I'd been we'd been out for a bit of lunch, and then we're in the box having a glass of wine. Lovely, you know, really looking forward to the game. This was at Highbury, and I just happened to reach. You know, I could hear the noise down below, all the Leeds fans, and I looked down from the box to the balcony, and one guy, he was three times the size of me as well, looked up. And he started singing, he's bald, he's fat, he talks a load of... Well, there's 6,000 of them all joining in, don't they? And I was going, I was pointing down, I'm going, you can talk, you know, mirrors in your house, right? We're having a laugh. Next thing, I've got two stewards come in, huckle me out of the box.
Yeah. Wow.
Inciting a riot. I'm like, what? I'm only having a bit of fun, for God's sake.
You're joking.
So they made me stay, they wouldn't let me in the balcony, they let me stay in the box and watch it on the telly.
You let that out?
What a joke.
Well, that's it, gang. Blimey, that was quick. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today with Darren Bent. Over on TalkSport 2, it's Peterborough against Sheffield Wednesday, the League One playoff semi-final first leg. It's exclusive, I'll have you know, on TalkSport 2. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.